You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, December 20th, 2024. Grandpa Dan streaming with you, radioalbion.com. And as we wrap up your work week, I got to start right off of, if you didn't catch it, because you might not have caught it, Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson got back with us a little sooner than I expected. We didn't expect him back. I didn't expect him back till next week. And instead, we did get a Daily Nationalist show from Dr. Johnson for yesterday. So if you didn't catch that, be sure and go back and catch that. It's great to have Dr. Johnson back. I'm sure all of you are glad to have him back, just because it becomes monotonous with only myself on here. As fun and entertaining as it is, it can become tiresome just to hear the one voice. So it is great to have Dr. Johnson back. And again, if you didn't catch his show yesterday, you're going to want to be sure and go back and check that out. Well, once again, it is Friday here. And we've got the Friday edition of the Daily Nationalist. I'm not really doing the week wrap-up show like I've been doing the news for the week wrap-up, because basically the news this week has all been kind of boring and crappy, and I don't really care. What am I going to do? Talk about this drone theater again? I don't. Not going to do that. Instead, we're going to talk about, I've got two stories here, and one is actually from the Daily Mail. And we're going to start with that, and I've got, hopefully we'll have plenty of time to get into another ridiculous story. This story is headlined, White House Biden Health Cover-Up Blown Wide Open in Bombshell Report. Joe was senile from day one of presidency. Once again, if you, like myself, have been accused of being a conspiracy theorist, a crackpot, people throwing out misinformation to be debunked by the fact checkers. Once again, making claims without evidence over the years, as the media has claimed. Once again, no, you are not any of those things. Instead, my dear friends, you are a prophet, apparently, because now they're just catching up. You ever notice, like with the conspiracy theory stuff, they call you all of these things, and then eventually these people catch up, and then they make the claim. They have the nerve to make the claim to be busting open a story. And busting open nothing. We've been talking about this for years now. Years. If you posted it online, if you're still on social media, and you would post something like this online, what? You're going to get community notes. There's no evidence of this. And Joe Biden has been deemed perfectly healthy and perfectly sound of mind. This is misinformation. You're going to be deleted. You're going to be canceled. For the things that now, the media has suddenly, they have just discovered this. This is interesting because it once again demonstrates that once your usefulness, once you sell your soul to the devil, once you are no longer useful to the system, no matter who you are, they have no problem tossing you under the bus. You know, there's no sense of like loyalty or anything such as that. When your usefulness has expired, they toss you, poof, under the bus you go. They have no problem kicking you out. Now, of course, because this is a Daily Mail article, there's no way in hell we're going to read the whole thing. We just take up the whole show reading the whole thing, which is redundant, and of course will be filled with grammatical errors. We were just hit the high spots. An explosive investigation by the Wall Street Journal has exposed an extensive, deliberate, and years-long cover-up that also saw the administration gaslighting those who dared to claim Biden's abilities had deteriorated since he was Barack Obama's vice president. Despite the efforts of eager beaver handholders, Biden's decline became increasingly obvious, especially after Special Counsel Robert Hur last year released a report depicting a forgetful and frail 81-year-old. Now, I have to stop here to say it wasn't just the White House that was gaslighting people. It's not as though the media, one of those things, they don't want you to look at it, you know, with some, you know, context. They always try to make you think of these things in a vacuum. They present these narratives, these stories. These are news stories. Never forget that. They want you to always view these things in a vacuum. You're supposed to read an article like this with no mental context of what happens yesterday. This is one of the side effects, I believe, of what they do, what I call white noise. They just bombard you. You've got the internet. You've got all this ability now to go and research and find information out there. There's different people. You don't even have to do that. If you can find reliable people that have a proven track record of doing that, you can simply read their reports and their content, and you can get a pretty quick wrap-up. And the way they counter this is they just flood you with garbage. They just flood you with gibberish. They just flood you with nonsensical things, with irrelevant things, celebrity news. Just they keep you just flooded and drowning in information. That way you don't have time. You don't have time to look at, you know, relevant points. The other side effect of that is this. What you will tend to do is when you're presented what is supposed to be new information, you're always, there's so much information, you have to look at things. You are forced mentally to compartmentalize, because otherwise your brain just can't handle the flood, because they're bombarding you constantly. So what you will tend to do to deal with that is you will compartmentalize. You will just look at things individually. You'll pick them out, look at them, set them back, put them back in the floodwaters, as it were. This story is a classic example of one of the reasons they do this. It wasn't just the White House gaslighting people. If you were on social media, you were being gaslit by the social media companies, weren't you? The media themselves, which are now trying to take credit, by the way, by busting open this exclusive blockbuster story, they were part of the very people who are taking credit now for exposing Joe Biden for being obviously senile, which was obvious. They were the very ones that were gaslighting, weren't they? They were gaslighting everybody right and left for the past 4 years. Now that Biden's not useful and is being thrown under the bus, now they're running out in front and trying to act like, look what we have discovered. You're the same assholes calling all of us conspiracy theorists, putting community notes, getting people banned. Imagine putting out, I mean, you're going to put YouTube videos up or something. You're going to get gaslit. They're going to put notes on there talking about how this is a debunked conspiracy theory, and we ran it through the fact checkers, and Biden is of sound mind while he's as sharp as a tack. And now that there's a little blood in the water, and they can try to act like they are doing their job of being a, you know, of reporting on something. The gaslighters, because how does the White, okay, they sit here and say the White House was gaslighting people. How do they do that? Well, they put it out through the media, because they're all working together, right? It's all one thing. The White House was gaslighting. Okay. How did they do that? Oh, well, they got the media to go out there for them. The same media now that is acting like, look, we have suddenly discovered Joe Biden is senile and has been since day one. That's how they gaslit people, via the media. And they're now they're trying to act like, oh, No, look what the White House was doing. Oh, we journalists were busting open this story. You know, boy, they're really upset in the White. No, they're not. No. Biden could not even repeat back to his staff lines they fed him while preparing for his interview with her, the journal reported. At the White House, Biden would also cancel important national security meetings, leaving aides to explaining to attendees that the president, quote, had bad days and good days. Which, of course, this then begs the question. Now, again, we've all been saying this for years. Now, these people are acting like, look what we've just discovered. We've done such a good job. Anyway, I'm going to beat that point to death because it's... Anyway, so this begs the question, who's been running things, okay? Back when the debate happened and it was so obvious the bus tossing decision had been made because they let this guy go out there and they let him ramble on and it became obvious that he we were right all along and he has no idea whether he's horseback or afoot. But then they're like, okay, well, he's not going to run for re-election, but somehow he's okay to keep being president. Our president has his dementia is too far along for him to run for re-election. But don't worry. It's okay. Don't even ask why the hell he's still going to be in there until the next one gets walked in. How come it doesn't make any difference? And the bottom line, who the hell's been making these decisions? You know, we here at Radio Albion, which are unfortunately right now is just Dr. Johnson and myself, we've been saying for like 4 years, Biden doesn't know where he's at. You always say the Biden administration because everybody knows Joe Biden isn't making any decision. But the Wall Street Journal and the Daily Mail would have us believe, no, this is just news to everybody. It's a blockbuster report. We've been saying it for years. Everybody knows. But who the hell has been making this decision? Now, this article goes on and names three people, and I question that it's those three people, but I'm just going to leave that set aside for today's discussion. But obviously, Joe Biden, what is obvious and can be verified, because that's what's obvious and can be stated as a matter of fact, and they're admitting it now, is that Joe Biden hasn't been making the decision, so obviously other people have been, right? Other people have been making that decision. Who are they? Now, they named three people in this article, and I kind of call bullshit on that. There may be some truth to that. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is Joe Biden hasn't been. So where does the democracy part of this play in? You know, remember our sacred democracy values of who we are and all that other nonsense? They claim, without evidence, that Joe Biden received more votes than anybody in all the history of presidential elections ever. Well, if that is so, then the people voted for Joe Biden to make these decisions, and he hasn't been. Isn't this some form of criminal fraud? If our democracy values of who we are is something related somehow, it's not, but we're just going to go ahead with their narrative, to voting for politicians to represent you, to make decisions on your behalf. And thus, if they make poor decisions, it's not, you know, it's your fault because you voted for them. You better vote for somebody else then next time. If that is the case, and the people voted for Joe Biden, they're admitting here that he hasn't been making any of these decisions. Somebody else has. And whoever it is, or the group of people is, one thing is absolutely for certain. We don't know who they are specifically. We just don't have that information. Again, this article throws names out there, which I find that questionable because I suspect that's just diversion. But nevertheless, what is absolutely observable fact here is whoever has been making these decisions hasn't been voted on. Nobody voted for whoever the hell has been running this thing for the past 4 years. As we get deeper and deeper into a proxy war with Russia, as we continue to ship more billions of dollars worth of money and weapons to Israel to genocide the Palestinians, and all of these things, as the economy goes in the toilet, and all these things go on, you didn't vote for any of that. Again, that's using what they want people to believe, this narrative that the democracy has something to do with you voting for people, and that somehow gives you power within the government. They're admitting here that people nobody voted for are the ones that have been making this decision. making the decisions, leading the country. During Biden's presidency, aides would often have to repeat cues to him at events. He was given simplistic instruction cards with detailed pointers on where to walk, sit, and look. Biden's team even asked Hollywood studio mogul Jeffrey Katzenberg to find a voice coach to improve his wavering and fading voice. And when his voice did fail him, the team would help Biden by finding ways to avoid phone calls or public events. I'm going to stop here because this is all just a repeat of what we've been saying for years. You know, I mean, lots of us. All of you listening, virtually all of you, we've all been saying this for years. How about some vindication? How about some apologies? Instead of acting like you've suddenly stumbled upon shocking new news. How about asking the question of why is this guy to be okay to be president for another month? What if nuclear war? What if a hot war breaks out on January 10th? Well, you're admitting this guy's not in charge. You know, if an incident happens, you know, something, some kind of unintentional confrontation between Russia and, you know, Russian forces and American forces somewhere, ship collision, something. Who's Putin supposed to call? Obviously not this guy. Who's he supposed to call? He's supposed to just go down a list of randos at the White House and hope he happens upon somebody that's capable of de-escalating? Is this what we're all supposed to hope for? And finally, every time they tell you this is the most important election ever, remember, we've had 4 years of nobody that we know being in charge. We've had 4 years of a puppet. 4 years of basically somebody wandering around as a figurehead, and that's just par for the course. Remember this every time election years come around and they tell you how important this election is. Hell, they're admitting that this guy hasn't been doing anything for 4 years. We've had no president. You've had a front man. that's what they're admitting here in so many words. And yet, in 2020, just as in 2024, it's the most important election ever. And yet, it didn't matter. If Biden was not senile, how much different would what we get be? You know, if he wasn't senile, you would probably have more or less the same policies, the same stuff going through that you've had with him being senile. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe every one of these guys at the end of the day is a figurehead. Hell, maybe it's at least merciful for Biden because he didn't know he's a figurehead. He's in the corner playing with Legos. Well, I've got another story I want to get into. You can only talk about these things so much. Another one I'm just going to skip through. This comes from CNN via Yahoo News. And the headline kind of says it all. I'm just going to skip a little bit of it, through a little bit of this because it's more nonsensical gibberish that it relies on you being an idiot. And the headline here is U.S. is investigating potential national security risks. It's big time. National security. Oh, my gosh. National security risk. This must be something serious. This must be more serious than the Chinese spy balloon. This national security risk. Oh, let's finish the headline. They're going to tell us. Where's this security threat coming from? Oh, it's posed by internet routers used by millions. U.S. officials are investigating potential national security risks tied to a telecom company founded in China, whose internet routers are used by millions. Multiple sources familiar with the matter told CNN. Now, you always have to remember when they do multiple sources without telling us those sources, it could be anybody or nobody at all. Remember, anytime they use sources and they won't tell you the sources are, that means the CNN here in this case whatever media, because they all do this now, but in this case, CNN, is essentially telling you it's real. Trust me, bro. Trust me. I've got a great track record, right? I've never led you astray. It's not like I ever took part in gaslighting you that Joe Biden is totally not senile, right? Trust me, bro. We got sources here, and the sources tell us the Chinese are hacking you through your internet router. Take this seriously. This is very serious stuff. China is hacking your internet. They're hacking your TikTok, your internet router. I want to say, how stupid do they think people are? But then again, sometimes I'm not sure. I'm not sure they're completely wrong about this, because people can be pretty stupid. Now, you look at the audience, CNN, you're typically, you're figuring liberal audience, you know. I mean, they're liberal. But yet, you look at these narratives and these stories that get released, because again, this is how they gaslight you. Like I said earlier in our other story, the White House doesn't go out there and just gaslight people on their own. They do it through the media. You're not supposed to remember that. But as we go through this, we'll see kind of their target audience here, Trump supporters, surprisingly enough, since it's CNN. U.S. officials are concerned that cheap and ubiquitous routers made by TP-Link could offer a foothold for China-backed hackers into U.S. infrastructure, the sources say. This is right up there with TikTok, remember? TikTok. If TikTok is not owned by an American company, they don't sell it at a bargain-based price or whatever, the Chinese communist government is somehow getting your information. Once again, they're doing this thing. If you own these cheap routers that are made by a Chinese company, they could be hacking. You don't want hackers. What the hell are they going to do? It's like the TikTok thing. What the hell are they going to do? Because insinuation here is this is a part of an effort by the Chinese government. Now, you're supposed to... This is the point, again, this goes back to this where they flood you with information so you look at these things in a vacuum instead of, you know, in bigger and greater context. This requires you not being familiar with or ignoring the stories, the information that is out there, where all of these hacking tools and backdoors that are provided, actual, legitimate, not sources claiming we're going to be real vague about this, actual, the names of the programs, the software, etc., actually come from Israel. You're supposed to ignore this because the Chinese hackers, you see, and the insinuation being the Chinese government ultimately. It's like their argument with the TikTok, where the Chinese government is hacking Americans' information from the TikTok. Like, what the hell are they going to do with it? You know, what kind of secret information are the Chinese going to get that they would care about you or me? Now, as I said, we're going to skip kind of through this article because we've got multiple paragraphs about this investigation. Always remember, these stories are structured in a manner that they know the vast majority of people, because they're mentally deficient, are not going to read a story all the way to the end. By design. That's probably why they put in grammatical errors and long where they repeat themselves and whatnot. To make sure that you don't read them to the end. We have paragraph after paragraph here about Justice Department and Chinese hackers and this investigation and these hackers. And we go down so far and we have one line here in the story. The company has not been accused of any wrongdoing. Wait a minute. I just read paragraphs about scary Chinese hackers because, you know, Chairman Z really wants to know what Grandpa Dan does on the weekends or something. I don't know. But we get down here and we finally get the line. They're actually not being accused of any wrongdoing. A wide-ranging hacking campaign aimed at the phone calls of Trump Vice President-elect J.D. Vance and senior Biden administration officials, which became public this fall, has brought renewed urgency to the Commerce Department inquiries into Chinese telecom equipment. See, this is what I said. This, even though it's CNN, you can tell this narrative is being largely crafted for the Trump-supporting audience. U.S. officials believe the Chinese hackers breached at least 8 U.S. telecommunications providers in their quest to spy on top U.S. political figures as part of a hacking campaign that has affected dozens of countries worldwide, a senior White House official said this month. I have to stop here. I was going to do a little more. I got to stop here. You remember years ago when it was revealed that the U.S. was actually doing this very thing to the German chancellor, to Angela Merkel? Remember that? Remember when that news got leaked out? Oh, I think it was leaked by, I don't remember if it was Assange or Snowden. You know, people that basically have to flee for fear of persecution from the U.S. government. They were spying on they had hacked their own alleged ally cell phones to listen into what they're doing, what they're talking about. And now they're pearl clutching. Because allegedly, without evidence, again, by the way, the Chinese might be doing what they're doing. See the projection there. Oh my gosh, the Chinese are doing. Wait a minute. I remember the story that broke years ago that y'all were doing that. Never mind that. Look, Chinese hackers or something. The hackers were able to burrow deep into the networks of some U.S. telecom providers more than a year ago, and in some cases, listen to calls and read the text messages of some targets. Now, they throw Trump in there, and I find that interesting because we do know who was hacking in back in, remember? Russiagate, yeah, all of that. We do know who was hacking into the Trump campaign back in 2016. Remember, they went and got FISA court warrants so they could do that very thing, so they could spy on the Trump campaign. Remember that? Oh, don't worry about that. We got breaking news. The Chinese. You also have to love the way they try to personalize this for you. Tailor make it to you. You see, the Chinese could be spying on you. But then when they get down to it, it's actually about them. They could be listening into their phone calls. Again, we know the U.S. government does this. They got busted doing this. It was a very embarrassing thing. They were listening in, spying on their own allies, got into their phones. Backdoor probably used some of that Israeli software. Not Chinese software. Israeli software to get into their supposed allies' phones. Spy on them. But it's the Chinese here. It's the evil China. It's China, so evil, trying to hack, trying to do all this hacking. You don't want China knowing what you're up to, do you? I always say whenever they do one of this, you know, evil Chinese hacking, trying to spy on Americans nonsense to the public. I always pose the question, you know, again, it comes back to what are they going to do with the information? You know, they could get your information. Because again, the insinuation here is it's the Chinese government. They're using hackers. So these are Chinese-backed hackers. I always pose the question to provide context. Who would you be if you were told two entities could be spying on your internet or your phone or whatever, listening into your calls, things such as that? Who is most likely and who would you be more worried about doing that? The Chinese government or agents of the Chinese government or the U.S. government and or agents of the U.S. government? And who has more of a motive to do that? If your calls are being listened into and your internet, whatever you're doing on the internet being tracked, so on and so forth, if you're worried about government-sponsored people getting into your back door of your phone or your computer, who are you more concerned about doing that? The Chinese government or the U.S. government? Real question. You have to ask yourself. You know, again, what the hell would the Chinese government even care? They don't care what Americans are talking about, what you or me or anybody else is talking or complaining about or whatever. But obviously, the U.S. government is very concerned about that, aren't they? They seem insistent upon shaping what you think, what narratives you're accepting, you know, the stories you're listening to. It's not the Chinese that are obsessed with that. It's the U.S. government that's obsessed with that. Meanwhile, you don't know who's even in the White House making decisions. You don't know who's allegedly even in charge, but they provide theater like this. The Chinese are somehow hacking you through the routers. You go all the way through the story, and then they wind up saying, well, actually, they haven't been, this router company hasn't even been accused of any wrongdoing. They get into a bunch of gibberish about, oh, well, the telecom industry as a whole. But what does the router have? See, you're just supposed to read about routers and go, oh my gosh, I have a router. That means the Chinese could be backdooring on piggybacking into my router, finding out what I'm doing. It's all distraction. It's all nonsense. It's all, by and large, projection. If anybody's backdooring into your phone or computer, I can virtually guarantee you it ain't the Chinese, is it? No. Anyway, this is just gibberish for the masses. You know, you see this, they can't decide which direction they want to go. You know, there's a faction that wants to heat things up with China. There's factions that want to funnel everything to Israel. There's factions that want to keep the Russian conflict going. That's what happens when there's no single person in charge. Anyway, we're going to wrap up on that note. I appreciate you joining me today. Again, check out Dr. Johnson's show from yesterday. I'm glad Matt's back. It's always good stuff. We get back to our 5 days of different content. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'll be back Monday for the Monday installment of the Daily Nationalist. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.